once in a while, I just sit back when I read some of these Reddit stories, and I'm saying to myself, is this shit really real? Like, are people really expressing a true story here, or is this plain fiction? I really don't have no idea. So, but they're very good stories that you read, and I follow a feed that posts a lot of the good stuff, a lot of the good Reddit stories. And this one in particular was about a guy coming home and overhearing his wife talking to her friends about how she settled with him. That she always had her eyes on her ex, but he was such a fuck up that she went ahead and not, you know, didn't leave the guy, but was not exactly her cup of tea, right? And many times when we hear that, our first reaction is like, man, it's gonna hurt us. And we're like, I don't wanna be with somebody like that, because why would you wanna be with anybody that views you as a consolation prize to what they really wanted, right? And I could understand his pain. I mean, all of us don't want to feel that, but that was her truth. But the thing that I loved about this comment, I really did, was not so much the story. It was more about a response that resonated with me deeply, because I think a lot of times I get frustrated with the reality of how I am, and I'll go into it. And this guy was just saying, as far as giving advice to this story, was saying, hey, just don't take it too seriously. Anyone's personal thoughts will always be too much for others to handle. What matters is, no matter what happened, she always chose you. And this is important here. Judge her for her actions and not her thoughts. Everybody imagines weird and wild things. You may have imagined yourself with another woman. Would you be okay with your wife judging you for that? And when I heard that comment, it resonated with me deeply, because I think that what happens with a lot of us is that we don't acknowledge the fact that we think about a lot of different things. All over the spectrum, we'll fantasize about somebody, we'll think a taboo thought, we'll think something weird and different that you know you can't share with the world, because in many of your cases you are in a world where if you say the wrong thing, you're going to be judged, you're going to be excommunicated. So when you have these random thoughts that are deep, it's coming from a human place, in my opinion. That's why me expressing the way I have for so many years is something that I don't think it's uncommon for people. It's just that it's uncommon for them to share. And what I'm letting it be known is how I feel in my message is that, you know, all of us have these thoughts. All of us have these quirks and these things that are not conventional, but that doesn't make us bad people. That doesn't make us bad parents. That doesn't make us bad friends or bad husbands or bad partners or a bad son. It's just that we really have thoughts, some people more than others, that run from a place of, come on man, why were you thinking that? You know? And I get that. But the important part about that comment was judge her actions, which is what my love language is, or a big one. It's like, I don't care how many times you tell me I love you. I want you to show me how you love me. How do you manifest that love you feel for me? How do you convert that into actions for me? Are you consistent? Do you really pay attention to what I really want? Can you really go above and beyond what I want, right? Or what I want to experience with a partner? And can you overlook the fact that I say these crazy things or these thoughts that I share with you, right? And many times people can't, because the other spectrum of that mindset is words have power, right? And there's people that believe that when you speak about things, be very careful about what you say, because you're going to manifest something. And I'm saying to myself, well, I mean, we think crazy stuff. That doesn't mean, because applying it is what's important. I could say I want to kill everybody, But if I'm not doing it, okay. Right? And then some people are going to say, come on, man. Like, if you're talking that nonsense, you know, what do you think this Columbine, all this shit happens, right? Because they were talking. I get it. There's no perfect formula. But I'm saying for the average, regular, sane person that is able to have self-control, that don't let their thoughts manifest. Like, for example, oh, I want to go ahead and burn the house, right? I mean, you're not going to burn the house. You know what fucking trouble you get into, right? It's just whatever thought you have, or I want to fuck that guy, or I want to fuck that girl, or, man, it would be enter fantasy, whatever fantasy that is. It doesn't matter, because at the end, you're not acting on it. And I guess for me, that's part of my excitement when I'm able to have a person that I can truly share those thoughts with, that to the outside world may be hurtful or inconsiderate, but it's not because my actions don't match those words, if that makes any sense. So that's the problem that a lot of people have, is that I feel in the world of connecting with others in whatever capacity it is that we are watching what we say because we're worried about being judged. I actually posted this on my social media timeline, and it was about a guy saying, look, I'm going to be truthful to you. And the reason I'm going to be truthful to you is going to be detrimental to me, but it's because I have to be myself, because out of self-love, I can't compromise my self-happiness. He's basically saying it in a different way that I've always said it, as far as being able to express your true thoughts about whatever it is that you fucking feel. And speak in a way where it's authentic to yourself. People can't do that because they're so worried about being liked. And I was including me. But after, many years ago, I realized that, actually, what was it, like 9 years ago? Yeah, I realized that the very first thing when I left my marriage, and I was digging in deep, digging in the crates, as I like to say. And that's one of the things I always tell people to do when they're in a tough marriage or a tough situation. Don't go around to be with somebody else. Just take some time to reflect on the journey. Take some time to understand how you want to be moving forward. And the first thing that came in my head was, be honest with yourself. Don't live a life to appease this person or that person. Because if they don't love you, if they love you, they'll love you for all you are. They know your vibration. They know that at the end, yeah, you can say crazy things, you can have crazy thoughts, but or deemed to be crazy, which I think is normal for a lot of people. I think a lot of people think crazy things. They just don't convey them. And I feel that ultimately, it's one of those deals where when you're able to truly convey your truth and convey how you want to be or express yourself in a way, it's something that it doesn't resonate with everybody. Just like in this case I gave you with this person that was married. It's like him hearing that truth really hurt him in a way where he was even contemplating leaving. Where I understand that. If my partner was to tell me, hey man, I was really wanting to work things out with somebody else, but because I can't, I guess you're a consolation prize. I mean, I feel it's like that right now in dating, because right now, at this stage in life, being in your mid-40s, you're running into people that have already had love and have deep impact love and have felt a lot of trauma from that love, and always leave out hope for somebody they had a love interest with that they should have went ahead and did something with, and they're just hoping and thinking that that person is around, and then when they're not around, it's like, well, I gotta move on, I gotta find my plan B, I gotta find whoever it is that wants to love me somewhere in the same capacity, but it's never gonna be like that person that I've always wanted. So I accept that. So I don't let that penetrate me. Like when I meet somebody and know that they were married and they're still married or they're still living with somebody, like that lets me know that part of them doesn't really want to leave them, you know? And it was funny because I was hearing somebody else. Remember Andrew Tate, the guy that got banned from all platforms on the internet because he was, I guess, giving misogynistic undertones. But he was very blunt and direct. And some things I disagree with him, but some things I agree with him. And I think that one thing that he said, geez, I forgot my train of thought. Am I getting old? I'm getting fucking old. Because he was, he was just talking about, I don't know what I was talking about, but it's just the authenticity. Being honest with yourself. And he was saying that men, in all reality, everyone is competing to take somebody from somebody else. So what does that mean? Meaning that if I meet somebody on a dating site, they're not really truly single, okay? They're talking to somebody, or they're having feelings for somebody, or they're in a situationship. Something's going on, or they're still married, or they're still in a relationship. They're just trying to see what's on the other side of the fence. They're trying to see if the grass is greener. They're trying to see if they can feel that spark that they're not feeling currently, even though they still love this person. They just don't want to give up on them. I've always said this about women, that they are, once they lock into a person, meaning that's the person they want to love and they want to be married and connected with for the rest of their life, they put up with so much shit. They really do. And at the end of the day, it's like, I get it, but you know, I think in the process of doing that, you're causing so much trauma that when you get out of that situation, you end up playing therapist. Like guys like me end up playing therapist because you start dating somebody that has been through the grinder for years, and now they're trying to unwind that. And that's the way the reality is in the dating times that we're in now, especially in this age. And, you know, especially if you've already been married and have kids, it's like, you know, you as a woman, I know you've taken your lumps. But it's interesting going back to the topic of how we as people, like, have thoughts that we don't truly convey to others that we love because we're afraid of hurting them. We're afraid that they're going to judge us. We're afraid that they're not going to want to be with us. And I look at things the other way. I wish people were honest. Like, look, you know, you are not my top option. Or, you know, I like smaller dicks, or I like bigger dicks, or whatever it is. Whatever it is that you're calling, like, you know, you do this, but I can see you're still a good person. I judge people by their vibration, not by what they say per se. I judge, like, if they're really honest and blunt, and it sometimes it's going to hurt me, I'll get that. I'd rather have that but understanding that they're going to be loving to me, that they're very giving, that's just not what makes up who they are. You know, I remember dating this, but I was talking to this girl that at the end of the day, she was, you know, I mean, she wasn't interested because of my color. And that was something that she let it be known. She loved hanging out with me. She loved being with me. But she never wanted to have any romantic connection with me because of my color. Yeah, I mean, I hurt, but I appreciated that too, because she was living her truth. And she wasn't afraid to convey that. But think about it. She was open enough to even be in a vicinity with me, to spend time with me, to share thoughts with me. So is she bigoted? Absolutely. Is she worried about the circle of people, of what they would think of her if she was to date someone of color? Absolutely. But that's her truth, you know, and she conveyed that to me. And I guess I appreciate, I've always have, and I'll leave with this, I always have appreciated people being transparent to me, even though it's not something that may be positive to hear or may hurt me. Because I think that goes back to my childhood, where my family always held information from me growing up. It was like, you don't need to know, or we're not going to convey that information to you. You're too young. You don't need to know what the fuck you're asking those questions for. And there's a lot of things that I wasn't privy to. And I don't care now to know. I don't give a fuck. But because of those experiences in my household of not being conveyed because I was too little, I was just this person. Like, I always yearned and appreciated people for conveying their truth. And I guess for me, realizing that the world is not, or many times people, I should say, are not comfortable with sharing their truth in a way that is truly transparent and being honest with who they are. It's something that it's frustrating, but you know, because you want to feel the same energy you give, but you understand that that's the world around us, and then you have a choice. And I choose not to conform. I choose not to be that, because I want to give hope to the people that want to live in a very transparent way. I don't know if anybody will ever hear this. I don't know if anybody would ever care, but it's living in a transparent way. It's the most liberating feeling in the world. And I hope that, you know, for people that are not happy with their lives, and let's say major decisions happen in your life when you're able to have a restart, I think it's being truly honest and transparent about who you are and conveying that truth is something that is so invaluable to your self-worth. Now, if you're a person that needs to have people around you loving you, then maybe that's not the route to go, right? So your answer may be different. But for a guy like me, where I want to be loved for who I am authentically, not for what version I can be for you, okay? And that was something that I was living with my whole life. That's why a lot of people that I've known in my past don't stay in touch with me anymore. It's like, he's a little too out there. Or, you know, I remember I had a guy call me. He was like, you know, you hear my pockets, like, you know, we're good, right? Because he was worried about me blowing up his spot. I'm like, dude, we're good. I mean, this has nothing to do with you. I'm just going to be me. You know, I hit a reset with everybody, and I will match your effort, whatever that is. If your effort is, you know, whatever your effort is, I'm going to match it, but I'm not going to hide away from the reasons of explaining to you why I am the way I am now. And it's up to you to chew on it or not. I don't care. It's all good. I think there are certain people that I obviously give exceptions to, but for the most part, if you were just a chapter in my life and you want to come in from time to time and say hi, cool, no problem. But living your truth and understanding that people, when they have these thoughts, when they have these things that they convey that may hurt your feelings, it's nothing against you. I appreciate that, because their actions still show that they want to be with you. Their actions still show that they love you as a person. They care for you. They're not going anywhere. Obviously, with this girl, with that story I said in the beginning, she said that, you know, she loved the guy, but at the end, she never left him. She never left the guy she was with, not for the guy that she always wanted to see how that was going to turn out. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Because what? We're not people are we're just human, you know, and we just can't control our feelings. We can't control them, but how we feel inside and how we manifest that to the world is two different things, right? But how you feel inside is totally different than what your actions convey. Because I think it's like, again, we have an ability to have weird thoughts and to have thoughts that are taboo, that are unconventional, that are evil, that are weird, whatever you want to call it. But at the end, we have enough self-control to know that, I thought about it, but that's not something I'm going to go into or go down that road, because that's just not, I thought about it, but that's not me. You know, that's not how I want to be.